Morning Watch. God's charge, promise, and encouragement to Joshua, week 1, Saturday. Related verses, Psalms 119, verses 48, 147 through 149, and 49 through 50. And I will lift up my hand to your commandments, which I love, and I will muse upon your statutes. I anticipated the dawn and cried out, I hoped in your words. My eyes anticipated the night watches, that I might muse upon your word. Remember the word to your servant in which you have made me hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has enlivened me. Psalms 135-6. I wait for Jehovah, my soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning. Yes, watchmen for the morning. Jeremiah 15:16. Your words were found and I ate them, and your word became to me the gladness and joy of my heart. For I am called by your name, O Jehovah, God of hosts. Psalm 27:4. One thing I have asked from Jehovah, that do I seek, to dwell in the house of Jehovah all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of Jehovah and to inquire in his temple. Philippians 3:8-14. But moreover, I also count all things to be loss on account of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, on account of whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as refuse, that I may gain Christ. I pursue toward the goal for the prize to which God in Christ Jesus has called me upward. Related reading. To lift up our hand unto the word of God is to indicate that we receive it warmly and gladly and that we say amen to it. In Psalm 119:147, we see that the psalmist rose up before dawn, cried out, and hoped in God's word. Verse 148 goes on to indicate that the psalmist woke up during the night to muse upon God's word. Musing upon the word involves more than just meditating on it. We muse upon the word by talking to God, worshiping him, enjoying him, receiving grace from him, and conversing with ourselves in the Lord's presence. To muse upon the word of God is to enjoy his word as his breath. It is to contact God in the Word and to have fellowship with Him, to worship Him, and to pray to Him through and with the Word. By musing upon the Word of God in this way, we shall be infused by God, breathe Him into us, and receive spiritual nourishment. The psalmist waited for the Lord's Word, hoped in it, and arose before dawn to cry out to the Lord that he needed His Word. Then he mused upon the word, worshiping the Lord, praying to him, and receiving his supply. He also spoke to himself and instructed himself with the word of God. All this is part of musing upon the word of God. Concerning meditating, musing on the word, George Mueller said, "The first great and primary business to which I ought to attend every day was to have my soul happy in the Lord. The first thing to be concerned about was not how much I might serve the Lord, how much I might glorify the Lord, but how I might get my soul into a happy state and how my inner man might be nourished." When we touch the Lord's word with our spirit and remain in continual fellowship with him, our spirit should have a feeling of being bathed, as if our whole being were taking a bath in the Bible. This is refreshing, comfortable, and joyful. We should have this kind of feeling when we fellowship with God through reading the Word. When we pass through God's Word, we should be like a person who has taken a bath, a person who has been soaked in water. The more we read, the more we should be refreshed. This freshness is like the freshness of the morning dew. We may not know what has touched us, what has enlightened us, or what we have learned, but we will be moistened. As we read verse by verse, we will be moist, and we will be full of an inward sweetness. In addition, we will sense a supply. The more we read, the more we will be inwardly satisfied, filled, empowered, and strengthened. There will also be light. This is the way we should read the Bible for 30 minutes in the morning. Although we may not understand anything, we will take a bath in God's Word and feel warm in our spirit. We will not have the sense of being hot, scorched, or burned, but we will have an indescribably warm feeling and be refreshed, moistened, supplied, and satisfied. This is good Bible reading. This can be compared to eating a rich breakfast. We may not remember exactly what we ate, but we will feel full and energized. This is an indescribable feeling. The more we read the Lord's Word and fellowship with Him in this way, the more we will know how real and sweet it is to read the Bible. Amen.